Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 4, we were talking about the importance of investing our time on things that are eternal and not being so concerned about worldly gain. Let's continue with that discussion today.
And when the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
The true story is told of a man whose company made it to the point of the stock market. And on the first day, he was an overnight multimillionaire. And that evening, he was driving home and had an automobile accident and was killed instantly. Now, I don't know the man, but I wonder if he was rich towards God. I wonder if God said to him, well, you just rebuilt your barns, you've taken your ease now, you've built all these things, you've got this, but who shall those things be now that thy soul is required of thee? A vapor tells us about the brevity of this life. It does not tell us about eternity. Most things that occupy our time are things that will be enjoyed only for a part of that vapor. Now, since our life is so brief, we cannot afford to spend or waste our life. We must invest our life in those things that are eternal. Now, understand, the will of God is not something that we can accept or reject. God's will is not an option. Rather, it is a Christian obligation. The take it or leave it attitude that is disrespectful by a believer of the will of God is an attitude that will be judged. Do we have a free will? Why, yes, we do. But we also have accountability. And our accountability is before God. If the Lord will is not just a statement on the believer's lips, it is a constant attitude of the heart that cannot share a spot with the spirit of selfishness on the inner man. Now, by the way, God's will is not a chain that shackles us. It is a key that opens the door to righteousness and holiness. It is only a shackle when we think after the matter of the flesh. Now, there are parts of God's will that are true for all Christians. It is God's will that we avoid immorality. And it is His will that we yield to Him, that we pray, that we read His Word, that we meditate therein, that we witness for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that we give thanks unto Him. Every commandment of God in the Bible that is addressed to Christians is the will of God for each Christian, and it must be obeyed. However, specific will as ministry and life decisions are an individual thing that is discovered through God's Word and prayer. Now, I want to make just a special note for you here. You do not determine God's will in some mechanical way, like getting a stamp out of the machine at the post office. The will of God is a living, intimate relationship between God and the believer. Now, it's been said that obedience is the organ of spiritual knowledge. And, my friend, that is a true statement. God does not reveal His will to those who are not obedient, to those who are careless, and set in their heart on this world's material attainment. At the judgment seat, I believe there are going to be many that will find that God had a specific will for their life, and they did know it, because their selfish inner man blinded their mind from pursuing it, from even seeking to know God's will. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 9, it says, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding." Now, by the way, that is a good way to pray for one another in your local church. And I hope that you'll pray this way for me. That is, that I'll be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Pray that for yourselves and pray that for one another. This is how Paul was praying for those Christians at Colossae. It is wrong to know God's will in some matters and then ignore it. You see, that is a selfish heart that is caught in the flesh. The secret to joy in the Christian heart is to delight in the duty of obedience to the will of God. When it becomes our delight, then the burdens will turn into blessings. They will only be burdens if we do not learn to delight in them. Now, verse 16 goes on and says, "But now you rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil." Now, isn't that an interesting statement? These boastings are mentioned in verse 16 are assumptions regarding future plans and agendas that do not take God's will into consideration. And he calls it evil. You're starting a business, and you've really not decided or sought God's will as to what he had you start this business. You've only prayed, "Lord, bless this." Then that is evil, according to God's word. Jesus must be are all in all. Now, let's stay in context with the chapter. Look again at verses 9 and 10. "Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. He shall lift you up." Now, a lot of times we think, well, what's wrong with laughter and joy? One of the fruits of the Spirit is joy. "Laughter doeth good like a medicine," Proverbs tells us. So why are those things now looked down upon here? Well, because we see the preceding verse, verse 4, he says, "Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? And whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." Now we begin to see what's taking place here. You see, the laughter and the joy of verses 9 and 10 is of the world. We don't need the joy and the laughter of the world. We need the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength, Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10 says. The envy and the pride of verses 5 and 6, again, where he says, "Do you think the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy, but he giveth more grace? Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud and giveth grace unto the humble." Now, in verse 16, he says, "You're making all these plans. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. You're rejoicing in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil." We are to avoid such boastings. We see this in Revelation chapter 3, verse 17, where it says, "Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked." And here's a church that was looking at itself, says, look at how we've grown. Look at all the people. Look at all the things, all the buildings. And, hey, we are a super church. Look at what we've done. Boy, are we really spiritual. We have done these things, and we are growing. And being the Laodicean church of Revelation 3 tells us this sin is prevalent in the local church as a whole in the last days, as it makes plans according to its own fleshly surmisings instead of the Word of God. And you see, we may have large churches, and it's not a sin to be a large church. Don't get me wrong. But understand, the church today has lost its holiness. It's lost its reverence. And if you have a church that has great expensive buildings, all the bills are paid, and it's full of people every service, but it's lost its holiness and it's lost its reverence in the house of God, then, my friend, that is not of God. It is only a vapor that will pass away. Know that it will pass away. You see, if we use the criteria of expensive buildings and all these things, then, hey, does that mean that the Mormon Tabernacle in Salt Lake City makes them more spiritual, more right with God than you? Does the Vatican make the Catholics more right with God than you? And we could talk about other religious edifices of other religions. Does that make them more right with God than you? You see, when we use the flesh, which buildings and things that appeal to our eyes would be, when we use that as the measure for spirituality, we're headed for a fall. Now, this is the man who seeks and perhaps promises for himself in his heart prosperity and great things in the world without any regard to God. And James here is just telling us here in James 4:16, this kind of rejoicing is evil. If God's word says it's evil, then, my friend, it's evil. Now, you may have the attitude, well, it's not that bad. But if God's word says it's evil, it is evil. I was sharing with the people in our church a true story from the mission field. People had an infant child that they had put in the crib for the night. And the next morning when they woke up and went to the crib to get the baby, they found the baby was swollen. It was black and blue. It was dead. And during the night, a snake had crawled into the hut, into the baby's crib, and bit the baby and killed it. Now, can you imagine the hatred that those people would have for the snake? And if you magnified that hatred a million times over, then you might get an idea of the hatred God has for sin. But here's the point. Can you imagine somebody saying, well, look, that is the nature of a snake. That's what a snake does, so that snake shouldn't be hated, and you shouldn't kill that snake. Well, I don't care what those people think. If I'm the father of that baby that the snake's just killed, that snake's going to be dead. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation for the Bible.